vehicle that quickly became an American icon.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, all that kind of stuff. And tonight it's brought to you by myself, Nige, and we have...
We'll do Dragon Tamer.
As our guest DJ. So you're here to basically, just bring in a load of new tunes, have a bit of a chat and generally just keep the show interesting.
Indeed.
Thanks for coming in, and that first track there was Everything Goes Cold. That was by... it was by Everything Goes Cold, and it's fantastically named I Sold Your Organs on the Black Market to Finance the Purchase of a New Minivan. They're on MySpace as myspace.com/everythinggoescold. Well worth checking out, and hopefully that's going to get released soon. I've only got that on DJ Promo, so that's not available to buy yet. But that was one track I've brought in and I've basically quite excited about and will play to death, no doubt. Coming up, we're going to now go on to some stuff Mordred has brought in. What's the first track you've brought in is Inertia, isn't it?
It is indeed, I think.
Okay, let's get on with that.
Me, climb me, feel me,
Well, this is still Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. We, well, we've just had a couple of tracks there brought in by our guest DJ. What did we have there? We had Dragon Force with Operation Ground and Pound, TKO'd it. And before that, we had Inertia with Repent. So you're keeping it varied already into the show, just two tracks from you. And
what can I say? I love the cybery EBM stuff and the... I love people that can play guitar pretty damn good.
Good, good, cool. Well, later on in the show, we're going to have a bit of a roundup of the club nights in the area, gig guys, and anything else I could find that was going on that's relevant to, kind of goth alternative stuff in the West Yorkshire region. But it's kind of gone quiet for Christmas, so I'll leave that for a little bit further along in the show. I'm going to... I'm going to go on with a few more electronic tracks, actually. This one's from me. We've got one from Mordred coming up after this, but this is my choice with a bit of Fade Ahead.
Gentlemen, here comes the night.
Italian. told me that you had gone totally insane. And that your methods were unsound.
Right, you are still listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Angel Spit with Head Cult. Before that, we had VMV Nation with Chrome, and before that, we had This Is Not a Club track from Faderhead, a good little mix of stuff, with sprinklings of stuff from Mordred here, our guest this evening. Right, as promised, I'm going to run down some events in the local area, in the goth world of things, for the next couple of weeks. It seems like just a mad time, because it's all gone quiet compared to a couple of weeks ago, where everything and its dog was happening all in the same weekend. So apologies for sounding a bit quiet, but we are on the run up to Christmas, and we do have not so much going on. So what have I found? Well, I've found that on Saturday the 22nd of December we have Nightclub of the Living Dead at the Subculture in Leeds. That's kind of goth, rock, industrial 80s, a bit of everything. Still a night I've not managed to get myself down to, but I do like the idea of it being zombie fancy dress themed. So if you turn up fancy dress or as a zombie, you get in for £2, or it's £4. Just regular dress. 10 p.m. till late, and more information about that can be found at The Subculture, www.thesubculture.co.uk.
And if you turn into a zombie during the night, you still don't get a discount when you're entering.
No, you've got to be there as a zombie on your way in. Changing during the night, that can happen if there's real zombies around. On Sunday, the 23rd of December, we have the Black Sheep Christmas Special. Now, I always mention Black Sheep. It's the weekly goth night in Leeds. It's fantastic. It's, again, held at the Subculture in Leeds. It's the usual Sunday club, DJs playing all shades of goth. And this time we have live music from goth rockers Rhombus. And according to the flyer, it says Rhombus plus special guests. So I don't know if you've got two bands on the list or not, or whether that's just what everyone puts on their flyers. I've not heard anything detailing that, but as usual, it's free entry. More information at www.sheepish.net, and that's going to run from 7 p.m. till, well, later on, as usual. What else have we got lined up? Black Veil in York. No, not in York. Black Veil in Leeds. Why did I say York? I'm looking ahead of myself and thinking about Dark Lads. Anyway, Black Veil in Leeds did have some venue problems, and it's now got to a regular Saturday night. So starting on Saturday, the 5th of January, Black Veil is at the Wellington in Leeds. New and classic goth, all kinds of stuff. £2.50 on the door, and it's 8 p.m. till midnight. So there you go. Black Veil's back on Saturday night. I think it's the first Saturday of the month. But more information can be found at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. Following that, the following Saturday, on the second Saturday of the month, we have Transmission. Again, Subculture in Leeds. Subculture in Leeds is a regular venue for pretty much a lot of stuff going on in this area. What have we got? We've got Transmission. It's still a night I've never got myself along to. It's been clashing with so much going on at the moment. It's been incredibly unfortunate. But I'm definitely going to make a massive effort to get down to the fourth one, which is the one in Saturday the 12th of January. And it's kind of 80s EBM, alternative, future pop, industrial, indie. A vast, broad selection of stuff there going on. 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. £3 if you get there before 11. And more information at www.transmissionleeds.com. And also on the second Saturday of the month is Darklands, of which I mentioned a few minutes ago mistakenly, which we have in York at the Junction. So goth, industrial, EBM, punk, new romantics, alternative, again a vast range of stuff. £3 on the door, and more information at www.darklands.org.uk. Mordred, do you know of any other events going on worthy of mentioning the area? Oh, I think I've forgotten one we actually talked about just before the show started. We've got at here, more local to Bradford, we have at the Wine 12, yes, the New Year's Eve Bash, of which I've failed to make any notes about, so I can't really recite to you any details about how much it will cost to get in or what times it will run from, but if you dig out the Carpe Noctum website, which I believe is gothupnorth.co.uk, the details will be on there, because it's Howard from Carpe Noctum running the New Year's Eve Bash at the 1 in 12. Usually it's cheap as chips, usually it's a fantastic night, so I guess all those things still will hold. So yeah, if you're more local and want something to do on New Year's Eve, that looks like the ideal one.
Most of these sites do also have a MySpace site, so if you can't be bothered finding out the site, check them out on MySpace.
Indeed, yes. Yeah, Google is your friend, MySpace is your friend, everyone promotes stuff.
Google is evil.
It's your friend, it helps you find things.
It's evil.
And that's pretty much it for stuff going on in the area that I'm aware of. Anyway, and as usual, if you are a promoter, a club night person, a band putting on a gig, drop me a line at daxsimulation.org, www.daxsimulation.org. There's all the contact information. Or nigel.spowage@bcbradio.co.uk is also an email address that will get to me via this, the radio station. So either of those ways, dead easy to get in touch with the show. Just drop me a line, tell me what's going on, and I'll let the masses out there know what's going on for you, or at least help. Right, what if we've got, I'm trying to work out what's going on next. We've got another track from Mordred here lined up. We've got Birthday Massacre, a band that I've got to say is one of my faves as well. So,
very nice.
Which CD player did I put in? I think this one.
Distance, cruel intention, by
Okay, still listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, goth, industrial, alternative, all sorts of stuff on your radio. We had a bunch of stuff. I chose The Last Dance with Distantly, a good old track from a good while ago now, but still stands on its own very well. Before that, we had a couple of choices from DJ Mordred here, standing in doing guest stuff for us. He had Within Temptation with The Howling, and before that we had The Birthday Massacre with The Red Star. And it was just whilst we were chatting, whilst we were playing these tunes, that it reminded me, we were talking about The Birthday Massacre, who did fantastic sets live last time I saw them, but I just reminded that there was all the stuff that happened a couple of weekends ago, where me and Adam ran down the massive list of all the stuff that was clashing one big weekend, and I thought I'd let you know what I got up to. I ended up at the I ended up on the Friday of Amalgamation, so I only saw two or three bands there, which was a bit of a shame. I couldn't actually put my efforts into going to the whole Amalgamation Festival, but it seems to have gone down absolutely fantastically. And if you check Amalgamation's MySpace, which I believe is myspace.com/amalgamation, check it out. If I've got that wrong, Google for it, it'll be fine, you'll find it somewhere. It was a good little festival, and hopefully that's going to happen again.
We are planning on something for the next year.
Yeah, I've seen mentions of it. I don't know if anything's set in stone yet, but certainly it went down positively enough for people to think about doing it again, so hopefully we'll have a regular industrial festival, and hopefully it won't clash with as many things in the forthcoming years. But I got myself to the March Violets gig, which was, there was a load of bands there. There was Screaming Banshee Air Crew, Salvation, James Ray, Chris Reed, and the March Violets, and it was just a massive old day. It filled the Metropolitan University in Leeds, absolutely chock-a-block with quite a lot of old-school goths were there. A lot of people came out of the woodwork for this, a reforming of a classic band. Matt Violet's set was absolutely storming as well, especially the last, I would call it an encore, but I don't think they particularly left the stage. They just kind of went, right, here's our last song, no, we're going to play a couple more. And obviously the massive hits, the new track that they put on their MySpace went down a storm, the old classics like Snake Dance again finished on that. The room was just brilliant there, and luckily I managed to take a few photos, so hopefully if you can check in a week or two's time, I'll be posting some of them on Dax Simulation's website, so daxsimulation.org. Hopefully I'll get some gig photos up there for you, for those of you who want to peruse bands doing their thing. Okay, I feel like I've been nattering on far too long. We're going to run out of time, as always. And we've got another track from Mordred here. A classic, in fact. Do you want to intro it?
It is. Wolfsheim, Once in a Lifetime.
And when silence comes back to me, I find myself feeling lonely, standing here on the shores of destiny. I find myself feeling lonely, I had a life to give, many dreams to live. Don't you know that you're losing so much this time? Beyond the waves, I will be free. While all the others are praying, count on my heart. Don't beat so fast, don't be afraid, just once in a lifetime. Count on my heart. Don't beat so fast, don't be afraid, just once in a lifetime.
Yeah, we're running out of time, as always, so I don't think we're going to fit that many more tracks in. I think we've only got a chance for one more, which we had the Wolf Shine with Once in a Lifetime, again chosen by our guest DJ, Mordred. I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you've enjoyed it. Again, if you want to be a guest DJ and you've done stuff in the goth alternative world of things in Yorkshire, drop me a line. More information can be found dropping me a line at www.darksimulation.org. or directly to via the radio station's website at nigel.spowage@bcbradio.co.uk. All the information's on the radio station's website or daxsimulation.org, along with set lists, things like that. All the stuff about the show can be found there. It's a good little site. Anyway, going to leave you now with a track I'm particularly getting into. This is an artist who I've got massively into since seeing her live. It'll be a couple of months ago when she did the tour with Angel Spit, and this is Aria and the track's Counterblow. So thanks for listening. Tune in a fortnight's time. I'll be back again, and have a Merry Christmas.